Okay, Sheikh, we've got a question regarding somebody, a sister making, she's in the state of Ihram, and while she's in this state, unfortunately, she cuts some of her hair. Now, it's done by mistake, basically. What's her situation? Does she have to do a penalty as well here?
I'm glad we have such a question, because people, especially those who perform Hajj or Umrah for the very first time, when they read that among the restrictions of Ihram, removing any hair that's not restricted to the head hair, or no, the beard, the mustache, the eyebrows, even the unwanted hair, such as the armpits and the pubic hair. Once you assume the intention of Ihram, one of the restrictions of Ihram, clipping nails or removing any hair from the body. That's for both men and women who are in Ihram. So they panic and they think that there is a normal hair fall and drop for every person, even if you don't scratch your head. Even if you don't touch your beard, some hair will drop by itself automatically. That hair does not violate your ihram, because you did not pull it deliberately. You did not intend to shave or to remove that hair. It happened by mistake. People, of course, think also, many people think while you are in ihram, you cannot take a shower. Because when you take a shower and you rub your head, you might drop some hair. Let it drop, because you did not do it deliberately. You did not exaggerate in rubbing the hair and pulling the hair. So this is a case where it's very important that the question brought up this issue, that a person may take a shower, may comb his hair, but do not be extravagant. And whatever drops of the hair or hair falls without the intention of pulling the hair is being forgiven. And that does not violate the ihram, and there is no penalty nor ransom for such case.
Jazakallah. We're going to take